And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, Charles Greenfield previews the 8th annual Festival of the Arts Boca. Film critic Dan Hudak previews the 31st Miami International Film Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken whips up a word on food, and our Broward Arts calendar features Jody Horn Leshinsky. The nonprofit Miami Beach Arts Trust was founded in 1999 by the City of Miami Beach to provide awareness of and funding for the arts. It became a standalone organization in 2002. It has a volunteer board of directors that oversee its activities such as presenting workshops, acting as a fiscal agent for smaller nonprofits, and spotlighting individual artists. Its greatest accomplishment, however, is the creation of MiamiArtZine.com, an online publication to better inform and serve South Florida's arts community and arts audiences. With us today to talk about this incredible arts resource is the founder and publisher of MiamiArtZine.com, Mr. Harvey Burstein, and Ms. Michelle Solomon, editor and theater critic. And welcome back to the show, Harvey and Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Great new look to the website. We'll be talking about it in just a minute. But Harvey, take me back. When did you dream up this great idea?
Well, over 8 years ago, we felt there was a need to cover the arts because a lot of newspapers were cutting back. Mm-hmm. And I thought the Miami Beach Arts Trust needed to do something. And so we formed MiamiArtZine.com. It just came together, and we got the right people, and we took off. And here we are with our new website, our mobile website, and we're ecstatic about it.
Michelle, you all seem to cover every artistic genre, which is a feat in itself. Tell me about your staff. You've got 15
on board? We have 15. We have paid writers. We really cover every genre, as you said. We actually even have a humor columnist. Mm. That's one of our signature features, Anna Collins. We have people on staff that are art critics and art experts like Irene Sperber and Heike Dempster. I cover theater, and Roger Martin also covers theater. We have Marge O'Neill Butler that does dance. We have a new recruit that we just got, Hallie Neal, that's doing some of the younger stuff, rock music. She just did a web series. She went on the set on location. And
tell me about your humorist. What's her name?
Anna Collins is our humorist.
She's great. She's great.
And, and she's been with us since the beginning. And she does A View from the Broad. And is wildly, wildly wonderful.
Roger Martin still with you?
Yes, Roger Martin. As I said, he's doing our theater. Mm-hmm. And Roger and I share the duties of theater. I do a lot of the, we're trying to expand. So I've been doing Broward and Palm Beach theater, and he still maintains the Miami theater beat.
I'm glad you mentioned expansion, because early on you all just struggled, obviously, to cover Miami-Dade. It's just so much going on. But now you reach our four-county area.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Wow.
We were a volunteer organization originally. Mm-hmm. Now we actually, through advertising and grants from the county, we're able to pay our writers.
Mm-hmm. So your online look is just gorgeous. And part of that reason is because of your omnipresent photographer, and I should say photographers, but Henry Perez seems to be in five places at once.
He's out there. He's out there representing
What's the
us,
deal with it?
Taking pictures. He knows everybody's name in advance.
He's become the poster child of Miami art scene. I mean, everybody.
We love him.
And I have to say, I'm sorry, I forgot Steve Gladstone, and I
sure.
didn't want to miss that. He's our classical music writer, and absolutely, if you didn't see, and he does jazz, if you didn't see his, he does this Cleveland Orchestra review that's up today, it's absolutely, he's a phenomenal classical. So I'm sorry, I forgot Steve, but I wanted to make sure I got him in, because he's such a contributor.
Many reviewers, does the list ebb and flow, or is everybody totally committed there with you all?
Everybody's committed, and we actually started an internship program. We have an intern, Karina Castrillo is our latest intern, and we're going to be developing an internship to get minority arts writers, since the arts writing is dwindling, and that's part of our mission, is to really develop the voice of the arts community, and not only to develop the voice of the arts community, but to develop arts watchers, young people that will go to all of these things. That's one of Harvey's missions, is to make sure that, you know, we're contributing to the arts, not only in writing and covering it, but building an audience to continue, especially in some of the classical, where some of the audience has dwindled.
Isn't this arts explosion, multi-county arts explosion, exciting?
We have five things on our calendar every night. Sometimes we get to two. It's great, you know, if something starts early and then we can get to something late and then
And Henry gets to five.
Yeah, Henry gets to five. He's our...
That's what I'm saying. He's got a clone somewhere. Yes, I got to tell you that.
And now, if he hears us, hello, Henry.
Take a picture, Henry. Tell us about the new look. It's a wonderful, I think perhaps easier look on your iPhone and your iPad. It's built for those platforms.
They call it user-friendly, easier to navigate. Mm-hmm. It's a better experience.
Describe it for
us. We're hoping, we have the lead stories and interviews, of course, and then you go down and people go to MiamiArtScene.com. That's the best way to look at it. Mm-hmm. But we have the... we have a calendar, a comprehensive calendar of what's happening around town.
That in itself is a double full-time job, I'm sure.
Yes, and actually the arts organizations could post their own calendar items on there and set up an account.
Who do they get in touch with to do that?
You just go right on the site, and we just added a new button called Add Event. You go and you add the event, and we sign you up for an account. You'll go through our webmaster, who'll just send you an email. It's all pretty much... automated and technical, and you have your own account, and you can go in and put your event in, and then it comes to me. I moderate it to make sure everything looks good for you, and then it's posted. The site really, when we changed the site, we really wanted it to be extremely mobile friendly, and that's what it is. I mean, it looks absolutely fabulous on your mobile phone and your iPad, tablets. It's also very nice still looking at it in the old website arena. The photo galleries are, as we talk about Henry, are really one of our signature, people love to see their photos, and the photo galleries look beautiful.
So let me get this correct. If you represent an arts organization, commercial or non-commercial, you can list your events for free without having to buy an ad. How generous, people.
Well, that's what we're all about. We're here to help the arts, you know. I also want to say Claudio Croci, who did our website, who designed it and who hosted it for us, has done an unbelievable job. And he was the person who originally did our original website, our very first website, when it was just kind of, we were very excited about it, but it was very, very plain back then.
MiamiArtZine.com, MiamiArtZine, Z-I-N-E.com. Do we have a phone number people can contact you at, or would you prefer just to go through the website?
You could email me. How's that? Harvey@MiamiArtZine.com, H-A-R-V-E-Y.
You can email me, too.
At Michelle?
Michelle@MiamiArtZine.com. We also want to talk, because we're so 21st century, we have a social media director as well.
So yes, we hired a social media director. Hubert puts everything on Facebook and Twitter, and he gets it all out there. And so we have a great team now. We're really, really excited.
You have to do
excited.
That nowadays.
We have this chemistry that's unbelievable. And we all have our heart to help the arts.
Well, how exciting, because we really need these infrastructure items like that to get the word out. And that's been the big problem, publicity, I think, for small arts groups. They don't have money to advertise and whatever... big newspapers or whatever, but here you're giving them access.
Yes. Well, that's been our focus, to help the small and medium-sized arts organizations, the ones that don't have budgets for marketing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've done, and we've really
helped. Care of it.
We've had writers that have gotten jobs, that have gone out to bigger jobs, photographers, and we've covered artists. We've done profiles they've never been written about. So we really feel that we've been a real asset to the community.
Harvey Burstein, founder and publisher of MiamiArtScene.com, and Michelle Solomon, the website editor and theater critic, my guest today. In our few last seconds here, how do you grow this magnificent resource? What do you want to do in the future?
We're going to keep adding writers. Our writing is exceptional. I have a background in training arts writers. And like I said, we're going to continue to train new writers. And we're also going to start a minority arts intern writers program. So just embellishing everything and just making it accessible to everyone. We want everyone to be able to join the community, Miami Arts Scene community, post things, write to us, and we're here for you.
So you're stretching from Palm Beach all the way down to Monroe County, Key West, and all of that?
But mostly Miami-Dade, but we cover everything, everything that we could, because it's one big community, the four counties.
Now you're also doing a lot of giveaways. I love that. Don't you love that?
We do ticket giveaways on Wednesdays. Everybody loves that.
People sign up for our email blast.
Yes, sign up for our email blast.
Like us on Facebook. Like us on Twitter.
Yes, yeah.
Tell all your friends.
Yes, tell all your friends, and... So we're hoping to, you know, sell more ads, get more readers, and that's how we grow as well.
Good luck to Harvey Burstein, founder and publisher of MiamiArtScene.com, and Michelle Solomon, website editor and theater critic, and everybody concerned at MiamiArtScene.com. One of the finest arts resources we have down here in Southeast Florida. Thanks for joining us, Harvey and Michelle. Good luck once again.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.